Hello everyone and welcome to my talk on writing an Ostinato Protocol Builder. My name is Srivats. For those not familiar with Ostinato, Ostinato is a packet crafter and traffic generator, a software only solution, open source and cross-platform. So I started working on this back in 2007. The first public launch was back in April 2010. Made several point releases. The big 1.0 release was in September of 2019. I'm the lead developer and maintainer on this project. I work on it on my side, apart from my day job. And the project itself is sustained via a paid binaries program. In terms of features, Ostinato has multiple streams. A stream is nothing but a sequence of packets. On a per stream basis, you can configure rates, bursts, number of packets, get RX and TX stats. You have real-time port statistics. You have device emulation with ARP and ping support, which essentially means you can emulate a LAN full or multiple LAN fulls of devices. There are several common protocols already are supported, but all protocols are currently supported in a stateless only manner. There's no stateful support in Ostinato. So as a packet crafter, you can set or edit any field of any protocol or even change the values of packet fields as you send packets. Other than creating packets from scratch, you can also import a PCAP file, edit, and replay it. To know more about Ostinato, I recently did a SharkFest talk. You can watch the video, and there are several demos in that video that you can learn about Ostinato. In terms of currently supported protocols, this is that set, and the new protocols can be added using Ostinato's Protocol Builder framework, which is what is the subject of this talk. A few basics first. Ostinato is written in C++ and uses Google Protocol Buffers as the serialization mechanism. Depends on the Qt toolkit, protobuf itself, as I said, libpcap, and on Linux, the libnetlink libraries. So what is a protocol builder? So like Wireshark captures packets and dissects them, and therefore the code supporting a particular protocol in Wireshark is called a protocol dissector, Ostinato builds packets and puts them on the wire. So the code supporting a particular protocol in Ostinato is called a protocol builder. So what are the various parts of a protocol builder? The core part is a set of .proto files, and then these .pb.h and .pb.cc are generated files from the .proto. A .h and a .cpp. The GUI for the protocol, there is a .ui, which is defines the widget itself, and then there's a .h and .cpp. And similarly for PCAP import support, again, there's a .h and .cpp. So all these sample files that you see are actually from the Ostinato code base. These are actually templates for new protocol builders. And this template includes both boilerplate code and has to-do instructions for how to write the protocol specific code. So in this talk, we will see how to implement Ostinato Protocol Builder for GRE. So this is the frame format for GRE from RFC 2890. So as you can see, the first 4 bytes are mandatory, and then we have a bunch of optional fields. Now, how do we start writing the protocol builder? We take the sample files and rename them to GRE. And then we open all of them and replace sample with GRE. With that text replace done, we end up with this new set of files. We'll also need to modify a couple of files, and I'll show them. They're just one line modifications there. So, but I'll show them the diff also on what needs to be modified in those files. So let's look at GRE core, the core, 3 core files. We start with the .proto, which is the protobuf message for GRE. So here we just define various fields for each of the packet fields in the GRE header. And at the end,